In sports, I'm a little disappointed in Giants coach Joe Judge after the game was over and they defeated Dallas Cowboys. He spoke about his team and how they did everything that they, they fought hard and he was proud of them and things like that. And that, they lost three games by in the last minute earlier in the season. But then yesterday during a press conference, he said to disrespect the game by going out there and not competing for 60 minutes to do everything you can to help those players win. We will never do that as long as I'm head coach of the New York Giants. He went on to say to disrespect the game by going out there and not competing for 60 minutes and doing everything you can to help the players win. We'll never do that. Now, the Philadelphia coach basically said he wasn't benching Hurts with the intention to lose the game. It was part of his plan all week to get the backup quarterback in for some snaps. And he said, quote, "It appears that, yeah, probably to the public eye that I benched Jalen Hurts. I had a plan all week, and my plan was to go into this football game, number one, to win the football game, bottom line, hands down, win the football game. But also we had a number of young players that were playing in this football game, and I wanted to see these guys. And Nate Sudfeld, having been here since 2017, give him the opportunity to play. So he felt at the time I gave him the opportunity to play." This is much ado about nothing. I'm a Giant fan. And am I upset that they didn't make the playoffs? No. They had a horrible first half of the season, 1-7, losing three games in the final minute. They had a great second half of the season, 5-3. They came together as a team, as a unit. I thought they'd win seven games this year. They won six. I think next year, if they keep on the same plane and keep healthy, they'll be a 10-win team. And they'll be relevant again in the standings. I mean, it's much ado about nothing here. You've got Washington and the Giants were tied at 6-10, and Dallas at the top of the division, and Philadelphia was 5-10-1. I mean, it's just not a very good division this year. Can you see Washington beating Green Bay? Can you see Washington beating Kansas City? I don't. Can you see Green Bay beating Tampa Bay? I don't. And if the Giants were in there, it'd be the same way. Hey, you had a season where your team stayed together, got through the tough times, had a great second half. You came close to going to the playoffs. Push harder next year. Don't rely on somebody else to get you in the playoffs. Get in the playoffs yourself. You let Philadelphia fans worry about whether or not their team tanked it or not. Shouldn't be up to you to worry about that. All right? All right. And Washington, they've got their defense played as good, if not a little bit better than the Giants all season long. Their defense has been great. Yeah, the Giants beat them twice. That's just a matchup thing. So, it is what it is. And Giant fans, be happy. They're showing improvement. They're coming together. And we look forward to next year. Pretty simple calculation. All right. Next, Alabama and Ohio State are going to be in the championship game for the NCAA. That should be one heck of a game to watch. And Nick Saban lost one of his coaches, is going to the NFL to coach. And he's considering two ex-NFL coaches to become their offensive coordinator. So, Nick Saban, one hell of a coach, just like the coach of Clemson. They're just there. And, of course, the Heisman Trophy will be announced this season very, very soon. What else? Phil Hughes, pitcher in Major League Baseball, has retired. In case you don't know who Phil Hughes is, he hasn't pitched in more than 2 years. But he finally gave it up. Obviously, no one's going to give him to get a chance. In the NBA, Steph Curry pumped in 62 points. The Warriors beat the Blazers. Paul George had 39 points. The Clippers held off the Suns 112-107. Now, what I'm interested in, because I haven't been following it, is how are the Knicks doing this year? Let's go to the NBA standings and see what we see. Wow. The Knicks are 4-3. They're in last place in their division, but they're still 4-3. They're 1-1 at home and 3-2 on the road. The Knicks above 500? Wow. Clara, get your computer fixed. Happy New Year. So there might be a story to talk about in New York. Of course, there might not as well. I guess we can say that is our check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.